From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
So a little combobulated given that Monday we were closed, but the rest of the world was operating. Asia was open, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, well, we were enjoying, if enjoying is the right word, I suppose, a wet and windy Queen's Birthday weekend, particularly happened to be on the Coromandel Peninsula. The offshore markets were trading, and it has been a fairly tumultuous weekend, hasn't it? So, look, I was going to say in the aftermath of the worst civil unrest we've seen in the US for many years, but not sure it's finished yet, so it might still be going on. But there was this sort of concern as to what effect this was going to have on US financial markets. And, well, the US futures markets, when they started trading yesterday, they initially opened lower, then they recovered. Asian markets were also trading yesterday, and they were pretty universally stronger. Hong Kong, China all posting very solid gains. So then we sort of waited around to see how the US market would open up last night. And at this stage, Mike, the S&P 500's up about 0.5%. So it's up sort of 14, 15 points. I mean, it did fall initially, but in the last couple of hours has pushed higher. I suppose the general uncertainty in the US has increased because you start to think about the US presidential elections now. But the key for Asian markets, and I think that's going to carry through, carried through the US and will carry through to our market today, has been a far more muted statement than expected from Trump on China on Friday.
So they are after China over Hong Kong, but it's not, I mean, they're targeting a couple of people who may or may not come into the States and stuff like that. He could have done a lot more than he did, is the reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, markets have really been bracing themselves on Friday when it was announced that Trump would make an announcement in the Rose Garden about China. Now, the context is that the US administration has been steadily raising the ante on China, blaming China for the coronavirus, what Trump refers to as the China virus, and referring regularly back to what he sees as this historical unfair trading relationship, but has also become a bit of a trademark on the Trump modus operandi. Lots of bluster, lots of tweets, lots of inflammatory language, and then backing off at the last minute. And of course, now he's got bigger issues on the domestic front. But the fears were that the press conference would be used to announce maybe a review of that phase one trade deal or looking at import tariffs. There'd even been sort of quite crazy talk of freezing assets of Chinese citizens in the US. And this was all in response to Beijing's approval of a new security law for Hong Kong. The gist that's come out of this is the US now no longer sees Hong Kong as being autonomous from China. Yeah, so what was announced was the US rescinding a couple of special considerations for Hong Kong. And so this is in response to what the US sees as a naked power grab by the Chinese central government. But this hasn't gone away. And you would suspect now that Trump will probably try and deflect some of the attention away from the domestic situation. What does he do in those situations? He looks outside of the borders.
All right. Speaking of domestics, we found a little bit of confidence, not what it was, but better than it was.
Better, yeah. ANZ consumer confidence numbers, they released on Friday. That comes after the release of the ANZ business outlook. At the headline level, consumer confidence bounced 12 points, which is good. Still very weak, though, in the net proportion of households who think it's a good time, for instance, to buy a major household item. Yeah, it had a strong recovery. It recovered 36 points, but it's still at negative 15. And so, yes, it's a bounce, but it's sort of from very weak levels. Look at perceptions regarding next year's economic outlook. Lifted 10 points, but remains very low at minus 46. Customers' perception of their own financial situation has hardly moved. You put the consumer confidence together numbers together with the business expectations, you get this confidence composite index. It's a good indicator for GDP growth, and it's going to tank. It's not going to look good at all. And as authors of the report note, we should celebrate our success in beating back COVID-19, but the wreckage lies all around us.
I think we're all seeing that at the moment, aren't we? What are the numbers?
At this stage, the Dow Jones, 25,463, so up 80 points there, so 0.3%. As I said, the S&P 500 up 15 points, 3059, and the NASDAQ 9556 up 67 points, 0.7%. The FTSE 100, 6166 up 1.5%, so strong there. The Nikkei up 0.84%, 22062, and the Shanghai Composite gained 2.21%. Closing at 2915. The ASX 200 gained 1.1%, 63 points, 5819. And of course, we didn't trade yesterday, so Friday's closed 10,000. 882. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar, quite a lot stronger against the US, Mike. I think it's the highest we've seen it since well before lockdown, 0.6286 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9261 Aussie, 0.5649 Euro, 0.5039 pounds, 67.64 yen, gold, $1,736.46, and Brent crude, $38.16.
Sensational. Have a good one. We'll see you middle of the week tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the team, the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.